Blog Talk Radio.
Kicking it with you live in the early morning. Stokers and Beer Radio Show is broadcasting live from WBEST, Chula Vista, California. That's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. Stokers and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call in line to the show is 515-602-9687 if you want to call in and debate the host. Or talk about the sport you love, 515-602-9687. Stokers and Beer is a football talk show, so we talk a lot about the NFL, but we also cover NBA, MLB, NHL, NCAA, XFL, USFL, hip-hop, R&B, business, and e-commerce, and other things as well. If you don't know about the sport that we're talking about, we'll kindly teach you about it. If I don't know about the sport you call in to talk about, you can kindly teach me about it. We talk about anything up until everything that's covered up on the monitor. It could be pie-eating contests, hot-dog-eating contests, American Kennel Club, mud wrestling, UFC boxing, WWE, polo, whatever you want to talk about, water polo, badminton, it don't matter. You can call in. This is all sports talk show, as long as it's covered on TV. Okay, with that being said, it is 52 degrees and sunny in San Diego, California. Time on deck is 8:04 a.m. Our topic for today, Washington commands the Philadelphia Eagles to land. Washington commands the Philadelphia Eagles to land. The host with the vacant professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience. The topics covered will be NFL Monday Night Football and action around the league from Week 10. Topics to include but not limited to Jalen Hurts, Tyler Heineke, Ron Rivera, and much more from NBA, MLB, and scores from NHL and NCAA men's and women's basketball, along with football. So anyway, we can cover a wide variety of topics. Today, though, definitely in the second hour, we're going to get a lot off into the XFL draft. Today, the XFL is preparing for the draft tomorrow, and they're kicking it off by doing a quarterback selection show. They're going to announce the quarterbacks that are being assigned to each franchise at the same time. Tomorrow, they're going to be doing the XFL draft. I believe it's going to kick off at 7 or 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. But I'll have more on that as you follow my Twitter feed at Ferran Sports. You can direct message me on at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. You can follow my Twitter posts, and I'll have more information on the exact times and stuff that the XFL draft is kicking off in Las Vegas. I believe Pacific Standard Time. It should be, if I'm remembering right, 7, I believe it's going to be 8 o'clock a.m. If not 7 o'clock a.m., it'll be 8 o'clock a.m. But however that goes, we will be doing our show tomorrow. We're going to be doing a live broadcast special event primarily for the XFL draft. We are not affiliated with the XFL in any kind of way. We're not affiliated with the XFL draft, but what we're going to be doing is having an open platform called War Room. Why am I still on the draft board for street free agents looking to get drafted on tomorrow to call in and talk about how they're feeling during their wait. During the draft period for the next 2 days. We're giving everybody a 15-minute interview once they purchase a ticket and show proof that they have an XFL draft invitation. Again, you have to have an XFL draft invitation to attend the event. So if you go on Brown Paper Tickets and purchase your ticket and you can't provide a draft invitation, you just lost your money. I'm not refunding it. But that's why I'm telling you, make sure you have your draft invitations handy to get your interview done, because otherwise you'll be wasting $100. So it is $100 on Brown Paper Tickets to attend this event called War Room. Why am I still on the XFL draft board? And it's going to be a live event on our show. We're going to basically be doing our show regular time, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., but it's a special event called War Room. So we're giving street free agents a safe place to come in and vent their raw emotions, whether you're happy that you got drafted, happy that you got drafted, mad that you're still waiting to get drafted. We're providing a safe place for street free agents to come in and voice how they feel in real time in front of a live global listening audience during the XFL draft. With that being said, again, welcome to those who just tuned in. This is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, and I am your host, Ramiro Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. And our topic for today is watching the Commanders of Philadelphia Eagles to land. So coming across the monitor this morning, a lot of the sports experts, a lot of the media experts are out there saying that questioning does the loss last night by Philadelphia to the Washington Commanders, does that loss constitute something wrong with the team? Did they lose focus? Is something wrong with Jalen Hurts? Did we give Jalen Hurts too much praise too soon? You know how it goes in sports. You know, when you win and everybody loves you, when you lose, everybody hates you. So it's like they're just trying to figure out was it too much too soon for us to be giving all this praise to the Philadelphia Eagles, thinking that they were going to go 17-0. You know, one of the players, I forgot his name, but one of the players is on the monitor saying that, yeah, man, we just happy. I think it's Brown. I believe it's Brown. If it ain't Brown, I apologize. But I believe it's one of the players for the Eagles. I think his last name is Brown, plays wide receiver. I think he was saying that he's just glad that this 17-0-ish is over with. I don't curse on my show, so I'm going to just use the word ish. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just glad the conversation about the 17-0-ish is over with, so we can get back to playing football and just respond to this loss. I want to see how we respond to it. It's just a loss, but we need to show that we can respond to a loss. So, you know, it's only one team in history, that's the Miami Dolphins, that had a perfect season. The only one team in history that had a perfect season. So it's kind of hard to put that on these teams, you know, to try to duplicate that. They may be the only team ever to do that. And then now they're adding more games. I think the perfect season was a 15-game season or maybe a 16-game season. But them adding another game over the years has made it even more difficult because it's one more games and plus the playoffs. So I'm not really one of these guys that's going to be all hard up on the team going undefeated. The only thing that matters is somebody, if you get a wild card, can you make a run through the playoffs and get a Super Bowl? The record, who cares about a record? Like, every day in life is wins and losses. Every day in regular life is a win and a loss, if you really look at it. So, I mean, what is undefeated, really? What is that, undefeated? I mean, why is that so important? You know, a lot of this stuff, you know, people, these players get injured, people get hurt. Stuff happens sometimes. Sometimes somebody might just come in and have a bad game. And they was talking about this questionable call last night, the face mask call. Okay, this wasn't a playoff game, people. This wasn't a playoff implication game. The referee is a human being. Even though they said one referee was standing right there, look, he could have been looking in that direction and just probably missed it. He could have been thinking about, man, my wife pissed me off this morning before I got to work. And he could have been thinking about that. Or my wife decided she was going to leave me, and he had to go and referee that game. So you don't know what's going through people's heads. And that goes all the way down to they're looking at it like, oh, well, what happened to Jalen Hurts last night? I thought Jalen Hurts played a good game overall. But at the same time, you just don't know what's going through people's mind. You know, people have bad days. People have personal stuff that they're going through. All this stuff contributes to your work performance, whether you're working in corporate America or whether you're an athlete. All this stuff, whether you're an entertainer, all this stuff affects your work, because when you're performing your entertainment, whether you're a singer, dancer, rapper, whether you're an athlete playing a sport, all these different things can affect your performance. So they're talking about the referee. Well, two referees was looking. The side judge and the umpire was looking right at the guy. When he pulled the guy's face mask. What about, okay, they missed that, but the bottom line is this. The dude still fumbled the ball. Face mask, he still didn't hold on to the ball. The other guy still stripped it out. I mean, it is what it is. And I don't think he didn't drag the dude or nothing like that. I didn't have my face mask pulled when I was in high school. By a guy that went on to play in the NFL for a long time, grabbed my face mask and halfway drugged me. I'm just like, you know, and I'm 135 pounds soaking wet at that time, 128, 135 pounds against some kid that's easily almost 300 at that time, who was in ninth grade. But you know, he's a man. He's a boy playing amongst men. If anybody knows, that's one of my classmates, Big Pat Williams, used to play for the Buffalo Bills and the Minnesota Vikings, Big Pat Williams. You know, I remember when I was in high school, you know, you dogging me out, pulling my face mask and all kind of stuff. I mean, but my whole point is it wasn't nothing like that last night. The guy got his face mask pulled. Another guy was on his back already and knocked the ball out. The biggest thing is he didn't hold on to the ball. It was a fumble recovery, okay? They downed him at the spot. Now, if they gave him the touchdown, then I could see them kind of like maybe crying about that rule. They let him score, but the guy got touched. Okay, I can see you in any case about the touchdown. You might have a complaint, a legitimate gripe, even with the face mask. But let's be honest, things happen. Now, when the Saints, my New Orleans Saints, a couple years ago, when they played the Rams, and the defensive back cleared out the wide receiver, just cleared him out on that pass. Everybody know that. That was the game that knocked us out of the playoffs. I think we was playing to go to the Super Bowl. We was playing to go to the Super Bowl against the Rams in the Superdome, and they cleared the linebacker or running back cleared out the receiver, and then the referee was standing right there looking at it. No call. I could understand that one because that was very blatant and obvious. But again, to the referee credit, he could have just been having a moment to where he seen it but wasn't paying attention because his mind could have been elsewhere. Because, again, these although it didn't go our way, we have to understand and realize that these coaches, not these coaches, but these referees, they also have lives. They also have lives. So that's why calls get missed. But anyways, I think they say it in basketball, I think that was Commissioner David Stern when he was here before Adam Silver took over. He was like, and what I tell the media is that when they say it's a bad call made, he said, I tell them, and I'm not quoting him verbatim, but the message that he was trying to give the media is that when a referee calls a foul, he called it because it was a foul. When the referee called a tech, he calls it because it was a tech. So basically, he was just saying, some of this stuff we got to live with. That's the way the referee saw it, the way it is. Get on with the game. So, again, for those of you just tuning in, our topic for today is watching the Commanders, the Philadelphia Eagles, to land. Topics to include but not limited to Jalen Hurts, Tyler Heineke, Ron Rivera, and much more from NBA, MLB, and scores from NHL and NCAA men's and women's basketball. Time on deck is 8:15 a.m. and you're listening to the Soakers of Beer Radio Show, and I'm your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Soakers of Beer Radio Show. Stand by, we're going to get off into some music mix and take a quick station break. Hello and welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live, WBESC, Chula Vista, California. That's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Time on deck here is 8:21 a.m., and it is 52 degrees and sunny here in San Diego, California. Today's topic is Washington Commanders of Philadelphia Eagles to land. Right now, across the monitor, some of the experts are saying that top five teams in the league are the Eagles, Vikings, Dolphins. I believe it was the Eagles, Vikings, Dolphins, Bills, and one more. It'll come back to me. But I think they're saying that, well, Chiefs, Eagles, Vikings, Dolphins, Bills. Chiefs, Eagles, Vikings, Dolphins, Bills, all in that order. So those are what the media experts are saying are the top five teams right now in the NFL. I think that's a good evaluation of our top teams and the way they're performing up to this here point in the season. So I really can't go away from that. So I'm pleased with that assumption. And some NBA news segueing. I guess Kevin Durant made a comment about LeBron James. He said LeBron James is easily a top two or three talent all time. Top three talent all time in basketball. They're trying to say is Kevin Durant really meaning that, or is he trying to throw shade at LeBron James? Well, I mean, why would Kevin Durant throw shade at LeBron James when LeBron James been to, I believe, what, seven championships and won about two or three of them? So, I mean, you know, Kevin Durant, he's been to one championship and he didn't win. I believe he actually lost to the Heat. The Oklahoma Thunder lost to the – no, they lost to the – I'm sorry, they lost to Golden State. The Oklahoma Thunder, they lost to Golden State because that's when he left. That's when Durant left Oklahoma City and then went to the Golden State Warriors, the team that had just put them out, just beat them in the championship. So, yeah. So if I'm remembering correct, that's the way that went. If I'm not remembering correct, please call in to the show at 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687 to correct me or debate me. So I think that year that Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook did not win in the conference championship, there was Oklahoma City playing against Golden State, and Golden State went on to win the championship. I forgot who they beat in the East. It probably was the Cleveland Cavaliers that year. But, you know, we'll see. You know, I'll do some more research on that and try to come up with the correct answer if I'm wrong. But the point I'm making is that I don't see why I would Kevin Durant be trying to throw shade on LeBron James. I don't think that Kevin Durant is even that type of person. He is a little touchy when it comes down to people saying stuff on social media. He does, you know, as they like to say, kind of like wear his feelings on his sleeve, as they say. I don't really look at it like that, but I'm just saying what most people think, well, the media experts think. He wears his feelings on his sleeves, you know, on his shoulders, rather. He wears his feelings on his shoulder. But I don't agree with that. I think he just, you know, reacts to the comments. But, you know, somebody with the talent level and the platform that Kevin Durant has, I don't even see why he responds. I don't even see why he responds half the time to what people are saying. I wouldn't. You know, but anyway, I don't think that he meant any ill intent by saying that LeBron James is a top two or three talent all time. That's the truth. He is. I think he just stated a fact. He is. I mean, the man's been to a lot of championships, you know. He's been to a lot of champions, at least one, two, or three of them. Kevin Durant hasn't done that, so why would he be, you know, criticizing anything that LeBron James has done when LeBron James' career has been pretty much, you know, stellar. So, and I like to look at it like this: LeBron James also does a lot for his community. I mean, he has that school, the I Can School, I believe that's the name it is, the I Can School, where he's the headmaster, the dean or whatever. I don't think he's the principal, but I think he's like the headmaster, dean of students or whatever. But LeBron James, you know, at the end of the day, not just a great athlete, just an all-around great guy. You never see him in the media for anything negative. And for that matter, Kevin Durant either. You never see him in the media for anything negative. So those are two two athletes that if you're looking for a role model, which I say, you know, you shouldn't be looking at anybody on these mega platforms as your role model, because these people all have their personal lives, and you only see what they display as athletes in most cases. You see some things that they do in the community in most cases, but you don't know these people in their personal lives. You don't know their day to day. So I don't suggest any kid, any young man or woman, any young woman to idolize these celebrities, whether you in entertainment, whether you in sports. I don't think you should idolize any of these people with these mega platforms. And for that matter, I don't think you should idolize anybody in your community in corporate America that's doing this and doing that, you know, because you just don't know what's in a person's heart or their mind. And then people can let you down. When you find out that there's somebody else, then you're let down. Oh, I didn't know he was like that. Well, you don't know what's in anybody's mind, and you don't know what's in anybody's heart. So that's why you can just only I can take little bits and pieces of what everybody is doing. Like, take your bits and pieces of what you see people doing in corporate America, sports, entertainment. You can take bits and pieces of their story, read their story, get their story. You can take bits and pieces of what they did to add to your life and to your success for your life. That's what I say when it comes down to looking up to all these people. But anyway, going back to the monitor, the experts are saying the Athletic is posting that Dak Prescott has been flirting with disaster. Do we agree that after Dak has thrown three interceptions in his last two games, that Dak Prescott has been flirting with disaster? This was credited to the Athletic. Well, I'll say it like this here. Since Dak has came back, he looked great in the game in Chicago, great in that game. He looked great. I think it was one more game they might have played after that. But at the end of the day, he's been looking pretty good since they came back. So I don't think he's with disaster. I think that football is hard to win in the NFL. It's hard to win a football game. It's hard to win a basketball game. It's hard to win a baseball game. And that's why and these are team sports. These are team sports. When you're dealing with a team sport, it's hard to win because everybody got to be on the same page. So many things got to go right. If you were like a boxer or a UFC guy, it's only one person to blame in the fight. Don't get me wrong, it's hard to win fights. But, I mean, if you prepared, you went, got in shape, you prepared to do what you was going to do, you can't do anything but go up in there. And at the end of the day, it's only on you. Versus team sports, boxing, well, combat sports, I'll put it like the combat sports, it's on you, whether it's boxing, UFC, whatever. Wrestling, you know, the traditional wrestling, that's on you. Those are combat sports, full contact sports. But team sports, football, basketball, baseball, it's so many people on the team at one time. Basketball, you got five people on the court at one time. They got to step up and do what they have to do. Football, 11 men on the field. They got to step up and do what they got to do. So all I'm saying is that when it comes down to it, team sports is hard to win because everybody got to be on the same page. Across the monitor, they're saying on the confidence in Josh McDaniels. People in today's world want instant gratification. The guy coached nine games. We're 2-7, not the result we're looking for. But at the same time, we've lost 6 one-score games with the ball and the chance to win at the end. I gave him my vote of confidence when I signed him to a contract to be coach of the team. That's credited to Mark Davis, the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. He's trying to say that he's going to ride with Josh McDaniel. But I'm like this. I keep seeing I saw on the internet twice that Josh McDaniel had already been fired. I don't know what's been going on with Twitter as far as social media is concerned when when Elon Musk took over. Since he took over, there's been some weird stuff going on Twitter. I think Twitter's been kind of slow. And then on top of that, there's a lot of people with these fake accounts posting up all this stuff. Because I thought that Josh McDaniels had already got fired because I had put out there that he got fired. Then my And I told my guest contributor the other day, my one of my friends to the show, my number one sports contributor, DC out of Maryland, I hit him up on my last show and said, hey, man, you were right. They fired Josh McDaniels. Then a couple of days later, he was posting on Facebook that Josh McDaniels had just got fired. And I'm like, and then I'm looking at the monitor this morning, Josh McDaniels is still in Las Vegas coaching as a head coach. And the owner is giving them a vote of confidence. So I don't know what's going on with Twitter, you guys. You guys can call in and let me know because I'm a little confused. Since Elon Musk took over Twitter. Some strange things have been happening. Maybe because, you know, if you don't pay for that official blue check mark on Twitter, the $8 to get the official blue check mark for your account, maybe they're just letting all these different accounts just run wild with weird information, with misinformation. So I don't know. They're probably going to drive me off of Twitter. Anyway, the call into the show is 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687 if you'd like to call into the show to correct anything that I'm saying or to debate me or to just talk about anything sports related about the sport that you love. But right now we're going to stay on the topic of the Raiders. Biggest problem with the Raiders, McDaniel says this process is certainly slower and more painful than anybody wants it to be. Biggest problem with the Raiders, McDaniel says this problem is certainly slower and more painful than anybody wants it to be. The Colts defeated the Raiders this weekend 25-20. Las Vegas has failed to 2-7. Las Vegas has failed to 2-7. Well, you know, again, this is a team sport. It's 11 men on the field at any one given time. You got, and then you got the coaching staff. Coaching staff got to be on the same page. Players got to take the coaching that the coaching is giving them, and the players got to be on the field executing for the quarterback, who is the leader on the field. He's the on-field general, the quarterback. Quarterback is the face of the team, so he's going to get all the flack. Quarterback is going to get more flack than the head coach gets. Quarterback is going to get all the flack. The head coach will get fired. I'll put it like that. Quarterback gets the flack. Again, coming across the monitor in NFL news, same thing. You know, they're still saying that is Dak flirting with disaster. Yeah. You know. Yeah, he's, you know. Let me correct myself. I don't think Dak is flirting with disaster. Again, it's a team sport. It's hard. Again, this is what we're talking about still with the Raiders. It's hard to win in football. It's hard to win a football game. I keep hearing all the coaches say that, all the media experts say that. It's hard to win a football game. And I understand it is because you got 11 men on one side, 11 men on the other side, and whoever's team is clicking on whoever team is clicking at the right time in the game is clicking on all cylinders, that's the team that's going to win. The team that's clicking on all cylinders, the team that's in unison, that's the team that's going to win the game. So, you know, whether it's the Raiders or whether it's the Cowboys, it doesn't really matter. That's just the way it is, guys. You know, a football game is hard to win. In NCAA men's action, top 25, we had, I was trying to get some information. It'll come back across my monitor in a minute. I was trying to, as these NHL scores and NBA scores come out, I'm going to just belt them out as they come across my monitor. Sometimes I look up at my monitor and then something's there and I want to tell you, then it goes away, so I have to wait for it to come back around, which is why I'm looking for a news desk person. You know, I need a news desk person to come in and they can rattle off the news when I go to them. They can have all the scores right there in front of them and go through all the basketball scores, because right now we got NCAA men's and women's action. They can rattle off those scores, NHL action. We don't talk a lot about – we don't cover a lot of NHL on the show, but because it is the fourth major sport in the United States, and we do know when they go on strike or have a lockout, we do know that hockey is not on TV because we're used to seeing the hockey highlights and nothing else, the fights, the scores, you know, all the highlight action. I follow hockey like that, more of the highlights up until the playoffs. The same thing for me for baseball. I kind of like follow baseball more so on with the highlights in the media, the highlights, and then when the playoffs come around, especially like this year when my Padres made it to the postseason, I was all off into that. because, you know, my team was in there. But at the same time, playoff action is when I really pay attention to it because it's so many baseball games, and I kind of, like, lose track during the season. But that's kind of like how I do do hockey. I try to cover hockey scores on here, and any major breaking news, I try to cover that on the show. But that's why I need a news desk editor to have all that stuff adequately covered. So I'm looking for a news desk person to do that. If you'd like to come on and help out with the show doing that and add to your media experience and your reel, your broadcast reel to take to some stations and try to get you a job or internship, you can definitely come on the show and help out. It doesn't have to be one person in particular. It could be multiple people, whoever is first come, first serve for the day. And as I bring you on, the task will be pretty much the same. You know, it doesn't have to be one person. So with that being said, I'm also looking for some guest sports contributors to come on to the show, you know, actually to come on to the show and be on our Versus series, where my number one sports contributor, DC out of Maryland, I'm bringing people on the show that has a knowledge in a particular sport or multiple sports to debate DC, and then you know, to make the conversation entertain the conversation on the show. So that's our new Versus series. So if you're a college grad, whatever sport you play, you can call in and talk about what's in the media and stuff like that. Or if you just like a professional armchair quarterback and you want to call in to the show and debate DC as well, you can call in to the show. So we're looking for more people, whether you want to call in as a pro armchair quarterback that's pretty versed in your team, call in. If you are an athlete that's playing either college or pro, you definitely call in and talk about the topic. If you want to talk about our topic today, again, Washington Commanders, the Philadelphia Eagles of land, call in 515-602-9687. Time on deck is 8:38 a.m., and it is 52 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in San Diego, California. We're going to go back off into our music mix, and we'll be back. Stand by.
We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sogas and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Sogas and Beer Radio Show. Today's topic is Washington commands the Philadelphia Eagles to land. Speaking of Tyler Heinicke, I was really impressed with the way he played last night. He's one of these guys that came out of the XFL, if I'm remembering right. It was either XFL or the USFL. I think it was the XFL. He came out of the XFL. I mean, he's the guy that's bounced around to a couple different teams, constantly getting cut from different teams. And if I'm remembering correctly on his storyline, got cut from a few different teams, about 3 to 5 different NFL teams. And he wound up playing in either the XFL or the USFL. But if my memory serves me correctly, it was the XFL. They say he was sleeping on his sister's couch, if my memory serves me correctly, just trying to stay around the game. And I guess wherever his sister was living, the team, the XFL team might have been at, he was sleeping on her couch trying to continue to play and keep his dreams alive. However, I mean, Tyler Heinicke is what I'm saying. If I'm incorrect on anything I just said about him, please call into the show and correct me or debate me at 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687 to call into the show and debate me. Or correct me on anything that I'm putting out. But going back to Tyler Heinicke, what I'm saying is he is the true American underdog story, sort of like Kurt Warner, how Kurt Warner was a bagging grocery at a grocery store, and then, you know, he wanted to keep playing, wound up in the Arena League, moved up from the Arena League, and then he won a Super Bowl with the Los Angeles Rams. So, you know, I love feel-good stories, and I think Tyler Heinicke does have a feel-good story. He's they're saying that they may sit him back on the bench and bring in Carson Wentz, put him back on the field and sit Tyler Heinicke back down. But looks like Tyler Heinicke is was in good spirits about it. He said that they're going to bring Carson back. I'm going to get behind him and support him. I'm happy for him and to see what he can do with the team. But you know, I just play every game like it's my last game, because this guy is one of these guys that got cut a lot. So he's like, I don't know how long this is going to last. You know, I moved around to some different teams, played in the XFL or whatever, which is pro-developmental football, you know, to keep developing, to move back up to the NFL. So now that he's in the NFL back again, he just like, I'm just making the best of every opportunity. Every start I get, I'm going to make the best of all my starts and, you know, and just see what life do. So he has a great attitude about everything. And we're speaking to Tyler Heinicke. If you'd like to call into the show and give me your comments on Tyler Heinicke, please do so. Again, 515-602-9687 to call me and I'll get on the show. But I was impressed with Tyler Heinicke's play last night. I was really impressed with his play last night. He played like he should have been there. I had a couple of passes that, you know, you might, as a coach or a fan, might have wanted back. But especially the interception that he threw, and I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson picked him off. There was one that I think he threw in double coverage. He might have wanted that one back. But, hey, you know, he got it together. He actually had the game-winning play, in my opinion, by taking a hit from the defensive lineman that hit him after he had took a knee. And some people, you know, the Eagles fans and some of the media experts, they're crying about that. Well, I'm like this right here. We all know the rules of the game. You can't hit a man when he's on the ground. If he's already on the ground, why are you hitting him? He gave himself up, and the play was and the whistle was blown. So if you come in kind of simultaneously when the whistle was blown after the guy has given himself up and you hit him in his face mask, head, neck area, guess what? You're going to get flagged. They're trying to crack down on all this stuff. That's the whole reason why it's a penalty. They want to stop you from doing it. So some of this stuff that's questionable right now, the way you're hitting the quarterback and stuff, some of it is a little over the top, but some of it is just got to be enforced, because what they're doing is they're trying to make sure that people just get out of the habit of doing it. Even if it's just a little infarction, a questionable infarction, they're just like, the referees just say, just call it. Just call it, because at the end of the day, it's going to make the game safer, and you're going to still have an opportunity to play as long as the time on the clock. You'll have an opportunity to come back from a 15-yard penalty. We'd rather have you try to come back from a 15-yard penalty than have these guys hurt in the game and can't play next week, or hurt in the game and can't play the rest of the game, or hurt down the line when they retire coming up with CTE. So I understand it, and I think the lineman, what he was trying to do was, you know, trying to either get that ball out of Heineke's hand or put him down to where he couldn't come back and finish that game, so they could get the ball in some good field position, and Jalen Hurts could take over and try to do a comeback or one minute, because it was like 1 minute and 30-some seconds, I believe. Jalen Hurts had enough time to come back and put a drive together, especially with Devontae Smith on the football field, you know, former Heisman Trophy winner, if I'm correct. Devontae Smith was on the field, so that guy's virtually unstoppable in space. So they could have came back. With that being said, the NBA news, the Warriors beat the Spurs 132-95, Warriors beat the Spurs. Just rattling off some NFL, some NBA scores while I'm seeing them pop up on the show. So NHL Islanders beat the Senators. NHL Islanders beat the Senators 4-2. NHL Islanders 4, Senators 2. As NBA scores and all this stuff pop up, I'm going to just take some time to go ahead on and rattle off some scores in case my listeners didn't get the final scores from last night. Flames 6, Kings 5. NHL score, Flames 6, Kings 5. Flames defeat the Kings 6-5. The Hurricanes defeat the Blackhawks 3-0. In NHL news, the Hurricanes 3, Blackhawks 0. NHL news, Hurricanes beat the Blackhawks 3-0. NHL news, Blues beat the Avalanche 3-2. Blues beat the Avalanche 3-2. NHL news, Flyers at the Blue Jackets tonight at 7:30 Eastern. Flyers at the Blue Jackets tonight at 7:30 Eastern. The Blues beat the Avalanche 3-2 again. So, yeah, so I was basically just trying to rattle off a couple of my scores as they come across the monitor. I'm trying to get better at doing that. But, again, that's why I'm trying to bring on the news desk editor. But going back to Tyler Heineke in last night's game where he was able to lead the Washington Commanders to defeat the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles. So Tyler Heineke, man, you know, we're going into the XFL draft tomorrow, and in the next hour I'm going to be talking a lot about the XFL draft and what, you know, things that players need to can do during the draft and what they can do after the draft. Tyler Heineke is just one of those true underdog stories. He played at that level, XFL, USFL level, and worked his way back up to the NFL, and he showed that he belonged. Same thing with P.J. Walker with the Carolina Panthers. So, guys, that free agents out there, keep your dreams alive. Keep your dreams alive. All is not lost. I've been working with college rookies seeking to go into the NFL draft or going to NFL camp. It's that time of year again. Film is going to start coming in to me. And I try to tell guys, you know, I shop your film around to every level, pro developmental level. Whether that's I look at it as there's certain levels of pro developmental football, but I try to get you a start somewhere just so you can keep putting film down. The more film you got down, the more chance you can show what you can do at the next immediate level. You know, some leagues are stronger than other ones, as far as the marketing goes. But I feel like if you can get in any league, that's still something good because somebody's offering you a contract after college. And you're more than likely playing against other people, especially in arena indoor football. You're playing against other college athletes that are just like you, aspiring to move up. Football can be a little bit questionable because sometimes it's just guys that were great in high school that fell off and they want to come back and play their way back into shape and get into the indoor and arena game to move up. So semi-pro, a lot of times, you know, you got a lot of older guys that just love the game. And it is some college athletes out there, too. I think it's just more of a mix of more college athletes and more athletes that played in high school, too, that are trying to work their way back to just get a shot somewhere. But all I'm saying is to you street-free agents, be open to taking other routes because you may be the next Kurt Warner. You may be the next Tyler Heineke. You just never know. Just never know. And I'm just trying to encourage street free agents to go ahead on and take the opportunity. If somebody presents you a contract, go ahead and get out there and play and start putting some film down. On the monitor, they're saying, are we feeling any better about Alabama after the win against Ole Miss? Week 11, number 9, Alabama defeats number 11, Ole Miss 30-24 improves to 8-2. Are we feeling any better about Alabama after the win against Ole Miss? And that's what the experts are asking on TV. Well, I look at it like this here. Is, you know, every now and then, Alabama, LSU, they're the top teams in the SEC. The Alabama, the LSU, and they lose a lot of players to the NFL draft. Let's be honest. Like, I think for LSU, they got this guy. I think his name is Pickens Jr., freshman linebacker. And I'm like, this guy, he's going to be in the NFL after next season. That's just a matter of fact. He's going to be in the NFL after next season. I'm looking at this kid, and he's a freshman. And I can look at some seniors, whatever level that they play, that they're playing football at currently, trying to go into the NFL draft. He looks better probably than most of them. He looks better. And this goes back to my point. Play everywhere. Play everywhere, guys, so you can keep on getting film. Because when you're trying to play a certain position, in football, and you're a senior graduating, going into the NFL draft, and you got freshmen at LSU, freshmen at Alabama, that look like they can play in the NFL today, understand what I'm saying. NCAA men's action, Villanova 60, Delaware State 50, rattling off some NCAA basketball scores. DePaul 69, Minnesota 53. This NCAA men's action. Penn State 68, Butler 62. This NCAA men's action. Utah 70, Idaho State 58. Washington 78. Utah Tech 67, Georgia 77, Miami of Ohio 70, Florida Atlantic 76, Florida 74, NCAA men's action. Yeah, going back to what I was saying about Tyler Heinicke again, true underdog story. Since we're getting preparing, kind of segueing off into the XFL draft stuff for tomorrow and stuff the guys need to keep in mind for that. Today is the XFL selection show. They're selecting the quarterbacks for their XFL selection show. I don't know what time they're doing that. But tonight they're supposed to have ESPN and XFL crossover partnership tonight, called the road to the draft. So something like that. But if you go on social media, follow the XFL.com link, and they got a draft special tonight with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and I believe Danny Garcia, his partner in ownership of the league. They're going to be doing something with ESPN called like something like The Road to the Draft. If you'd like to call into the show and debate me on any of this or correct me on any of this, please call in the area code 515-602-9687. But, XFL is supposed to be having a big draft situation tonight. They're going to be doing their draft selection show as well sometime today. So that where they're going to be selecting the quarterbacks. That's what I mean. They've had a quarterback selection show, XFL quarterback selection show, special event today, to where they're going to be assigning quarterbacks to each franchise. And this is very important for the XFL, because what I noticed is that when you're starting up a new league, your quarterback play got to be good, and you got to have a quarter experience at the quarterback position. Got to have quarterback play, got to be good. You got to have experience at the quarterback position. So this is a very important event, them assigning these different quarterbacks to each franchise. I don't think they draft the quarterbacks. I think they just do a workout, select how many quarterbacks they need, and they pop them on these different teams to command the team. You know, they may, you know, so with that being said, usually it's probably going to be like a, in most cases, what I'm seeing over the years with leagues like the USFL, leagues like the XFL, it's usually a guy that was pretty good in college, had a good college resume, went to the NFL, just washed out. He didn't make it in the NFL. He, for whatever reason, he got cut, and they're still trying to make their way back. So we should have some good, solid quarterbacks for the XFL to be leading these teams. Then tomorrow they got the actual draft. All the guys that got draft, official draft pool invitations, they're going to be able to get selected to go into the to be assigned to a team to go into camp. So I'm hoping that my guy, Josh Jenkins, he's on the draft board. He was assigned, he's not assigned, but he made the active roster for the D.C. Defenders right before COVID-19. COVID-19 took his opportunity, and he's on the draft board, so I'm wishing him luck to make it, to get selected in the next 2 days to come to camp and fight for a roster spot. Hopefully he'll be one of the 400 that sticks, because he got film all over the place, NAL film, IFL film. He's been in camp with the CFL, Stampeders. He also was selected to go play Arena One for the Albany Empire. They seen him in camp with the AAF, and they said they would offer him a contract, but he wound up going to Canada. And then on top of that, you know, again, he was in the AAF with the Phoenix Hotshots. He was in camp with them all the way up until the last cuts. So he got a lot of experience, and it's just his time. Young man definitely deserves it. Went to Hub Camp twice. Like I told you, Hub Camp is ran by Don Yee, and they're currently partnered with the United States Football League. And Josh Jenkins, @KillerWell on Twitter, just like it sounds. You can follow him. But, yeah, he was at Hub Camp twice and did well both times. I was out there the last time he performed. But I don't know. Hopefully they see the talent and go ahead and pull him off the draft board, because he's a great hybrid player, safety / linebacker. He's a great hybrid player. So he can do it. He's a real talent. I also want to wish who else is on the XFL draft board? My man Shahan Williams. Shahan Williams is out of Notre Dame College. He's on the XFL draft board. I'll tag all these guys. once I get off of here, and then you can follow my DMs. You can hit me up on DM or follow my post at Ferran Sports on Twitter. That's @FERRAND Sports, SPORTS. The F and the S is capitalized, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. I'm gonna be wishing them luck and everything going into the XFL draft on tomorrow, and hopefully teams will go ahead and select both of them. I think my man Shahan Williams said that a couple of different teams had been reaching out to him about two or three teams had been reaching out to him already, letting him know that they were trying to pull him off the draft board when it's time for them to pick and if he's still available. They have the draft order out already. They already have the draft order out and everything like that, and the order that people are going to be picking in, the teams are going to be picking in for the XFL draft tomorrow. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Thogas and Bear Radio Show. I am Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. And Stokes and Bears broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. All right, we're going to go off into some more music mix here real quick, and I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, we're going to be talking all things XFL selection show tonight, XFL ESPN crossover event, Road to the Draft tonight, XFL draft tomorrow for the 17th, for the 16th and 17th. We're going to be talking about all that. We're going to be talking about my live broadcast tomorrow while the XFL draft is going on. We're going to be having a special event on my show tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, normal time. And we're going to be, it's called War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? Where street free agent athletes can call in, can come onto the show, do a 15-minute interview, and share their raw emotions while they're waiting to be drafted. They can share their anger, pain, while they're waiting to be drafted, wondering why they're still on the draft board. And we're also going to have guys on there that are going to be happy that they got selected and going to XFL camp to fight for to fight for a spot on the active roster. So we're going to get off into some more music, and we'll be coming back. Stand by. Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. This is your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. The Stokers and Beer guest call-in line is 515-602-9687. The call-in line is 515-602-9687. If any professional armchair quarterbacks want to call in to the show and talk about our topic today, which is Washington commands the Philadelphia Eagles to land. Washington commands the Philadelphia Eagles to land. As we know that last night, the Washington Commanders beat the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles. The Washington Commanders did beat the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles last night. They're questioning right now Jalen Hurts. Did they give him too much praise too soon? I already said I think not. It's hard to win in team sports, definitely in football, a full contact sport. So it's hard to win in football. So I don't blame Jalen Hurts for a loss. I mean, they themselves stated that they never were trying to go undefeated in the first place. They're just trying to do the best they can week to week. Tyler Heinicke, we talked about him. Great success story, which we're going to segue off into some XFL news based on his performance last night here shortly. And Ron Rivera, as we seen last night, was pretty choked up last night. Pretty choked up as we seen him talking to the team after the game. I guess he had the game ball in his hand up there for the whole team. So that was a big win for the Washington Commanders. If I'm correct, they've been having a good last 3 weeks. I think they done won three games in the last 3 weeks. And then they were just ready to step up to the challenge last night to defeat the Philadelphia Eagles, and they done that. But Ron Rivera, we want to keep him in our prayers. I believe I heard on the monitor that he had just lost his mom here recently, and he was saying in the team meeting after the win that his mother would have been proud. His mother would have been proud of the team winning that game. So keep Coach Ron Rivera for the Washington Commanders in your prayers. I've always liked Ron Rivera, even when he was with the Carolina Panthers. He comes from a veteran family, and I'm big on vets because I'm a vet. He comes from a military family. So, you know, he seems to be an all-around good guy from what I can see in the media. But pray for Coach Ron Rivera and his family because on the monitor it did say that he just recently lost his mother. And we know how that is when you lose a loved one during the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. It's tough when you lose a loved one during this time of year. That never happened to me, but I can imagine it. Anyway, going back to Tyler Heinicke, last night he had a great game. And we know Tyler Heinicke, just like P.J. Walker for the Carolina Panthers, these are guys that came through the pro developmental ranks of like the USFL, XFL level. I believe both of them came out of the XFL, P.J. Walker and Tyler Heinicke. But last night, Tyler Heinicke had a great game, man. He had a great game, guys and girls. He had a great game last night, and I'm just it's a good thing that right before the XFL draft, he was playing in a major game against undefeated Philadelphia Eagles. A guy from the XFL took the Washington Commanders in a relief role. But Carson Wentz took the Washington Commanders and defeated the Philadelphia Eagles. That's why I named this the Washington. This title of the show is Washington Commands. The Commanders commands the Philadelphia Eagles to land. Washington commands the Philadelphia Eagles to land. So Tyler Heinicke, he played a hell of a game last night. Getting his team past Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, Tyler Heinicke coming out of the XFL, going into my XFL segue. He's giving you street free agents out there hope. He's giving you college kids that's trying to go into the NFL draft. And if you don't make it on your first crack, he's giving you hope that you can start in a pro developmental football level and work your way through the steps and still make it back to an NFL opportunity, or not even back, but make your way to an NFL opportunity. He was in the NFL, got cut a couple times, anywhere from 3 to 5 teams cut him, so he's used to being cut. He was saying last night that he's using this opportunity to just look at it like it's one game at a time. He doesn't know when he's going to get cut the next time, so he just said he's making the best of his opportunity, speaking of Tyler Heinicke. So he made his way through the XFL back to the NFL. He took the XFL route, got back to the NFL, and he done something that all the other quarterbacks this season that the Philadelphia Eagles have played could not do, defeat Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles came in last night at 8-0, but today they're 8-1. Because why? This XFL quarterback, Tyler Heinicke, took his team past the Philadelphia Eagles last night. Again, Washington commands the Philadelphia Eagles to land. Also, this weekend, P.J. Walker, another XFL quarterback, he was with the Dallas Renegades, I believe. He was with the Dallas franchise or the Houston franchise. But anyway, P.J. Walker, he got a big win this weekend over the Atlanta Falcons. He lost to him the first time, but this weekend he was able to pull it off. He beat the Atlanta Falcons, and I think that put them in the third spot, 2 games off the lead. Put the Carolina Panthers in the third spot, 2 games off the lead. Since they beat my New Orleans Saints, they trumped us, and we're about New Orleans Saints on the bottom of the barrel. But anyway, another quarterback coming out of the XFL, P.J. Walker. He made his way to the NFL through the XFL route. So what I'm trying to say is that if you have opportunity to sign a contract for the United States Football League, the USFL, and you see Kevontae Turpin with the Dallas Cowboys, kick returner for the Dallas Cowboys. I believe his name is Kevontae Turpin, but you know Turpin, the kick returner for the Cowboys. Everybody know who I'm talking about, very explosive kick returner, punt returner. He came out of the USFL, I believe the Birmingham Stallions. And that young man, he did it all. He did IFL, NAL, if I'm correct. But I know he did IFL because he was with the Frisco Fighters. Then he moved up to the next level, which was the fan control football. Made his way to the EFL, European Football League. From there, made his way to the Birmingham Stallions. Made his way to the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, tomorrow during the XFL draft, guys, keep in mind that if you don't get picked up for the XFL draft, it's still opportunities out there. All hope is not lost. For somebody like me, who's in sports management, for somebody who's like me, who basically can take your career to the next step, and the next step and the next step to get you that XFL, that USFL opportunity. Because all the coaches that I deal with in the IFL, which is now partnered with the XFL as their minor league system, I can send your film to those coaches, and then the XFL still can look down if somebody goes down and say, hey, who talk to the teams, who y'all got down there at this hip position, let me take a look at them. And you can get an invite up and get an in-facility workout, and there you go. Same thing with Hub Camp, the USFL. Hub Camp is ran by Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee. They're partnered with the USFL. And I was just at Hub Camp this past weekend, and who did they have out on the field? A USFL representative looking at players. Talk to the player that I had out there. So he could be getting an opportunity to come in and get a USFL contract or get a USFL workout leading to a contract. You just never know. So I try to tell you street free agents out there that are looking down on the opportunity to invest in yourself, because somebody say, hey, man, I can help you, but it's going to cost this amount of money. You don't want to pay that. You know, I've charged anywhere from $100 to $600. Some people pay it, some people don't. But a lot of you guys don't pay it, because even when I was charging $100, man, I don't want to pay nothing. Well, how are you going to get anywhere if you're not going to invest in yourself? Nobody's just going to be giving you help for free. It took me a long time to make the contacts that I got. It took me a long time to make the contacts that I have. It took me a long time to build the network that I have. It took me a long time to build this. So when you come to me and you need help, my current price is $600. But again, today's price may not be tomorrow's price. Today's price may not be yesterday's price. Currently, my fees are $600 based on my ability of what I can do for you and where I can put your film. I can do that. Yes, yesterday I put somebody's film on a high-level agent's desk with Steinberg Sports. So I got all my training from Steinberg Sports. So what I did, a young man hit me up. He's from college, and usually if a college kid will hit me up, and I'll just go ahead and put that stuff in, because they're in their rookie year. I'll just go ahead on the place and on the right desk if they got a pro day. If you don't have a pro day, that's a different story. But if you're going to be having a pro day, if you did a junior day, and he had all that. He had his junior day done, measurements, won the link exam, and he has a pro day coming up. So I said, he's the perfect candidate. He had his film, everything like that, perfect candidate. I can just put the stuff right on their desk and see if they'll pick him up, take on his training costs, and so he can be ready for pro day and maybe get him a free agent camp contract if they don't get him drafted in the late rounds. I say the late rounds because he's a Division II player. And he's probably more likely going to sign anywhere after the fourth round on a free agent contract to come in, so and work his way through camp. And that's fine as long as he gets the opportunity. I'm saying all this stuff to say, people, that you know you got to be willing to self invest in the right people. They can put your film in the right hands. They can put your film in the right place to make things work for you. So tomorrow we're gonna be doing an XFL draft event called War Room. You can get your tickets on brownpapertickets.com. It's $100 a ticket. It's $100 a ticket on brownpapertickets.com, and you pay $100, come on to the event, and in front of a live global audience, and talk about how you're feeling while you're going through the XFL draft day process. We want to get your live raw emotions recorded on the show in front of a live global audience. You know, it's more so of a keepsake for you to kind of like know how you felt going through this draft process. We want your live raw emotions of getting selected. We want to hear your happiness, your joy. We also want to hear your anger and pain. So it's $100 to be a part of this draft event titled War Room, Why Am I Still on the Draft Board? And basically it gives you an opportunity to kind of like ponder upon, well, did I actually have a real invitation? Because they were sending some agencies, one or a couple were sending out fake XFL draft invitations, having their athletes think that, oh, I actually got a real opportunity to be on the draft board. Now, I don't know why they was doing that. More than likely to basically boast what they could do make it seem like they could do more than they're able to do. And at the same time, you know, but that's the only reason why I can see why somebody would do that, to try to make it seem like they have more power in the agency game or management game than they really do. So with that being said, we're going to go back into some more music real quick and take a quick station break, and we'll get back and talk a little bit more about the XFL draft tomorrow and the special event they got tonight, crossover event with ESPN, Road to the Draft, and at the same time, the XFL quarterback selection show that they got going on sometime, I think, this afternoon or this evening. But we'll be back. Stand by. Welcome back to the Stokers of Beer Radio. So I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers of Beer Radio. So right now, currently, what we're covering is some XFL news and everything like that. Tonight, the Rock and his wife, which is, I think it's his ex-wife from what I'm hearing. But anyway, the Rock and Danny Garcia, both of the owners of the XFL, new XFL 2023 league. They're going to be doing a crossover event with the NFL, not with the NFL, but with the ESPN network, Road to the Draft. I believe that's what they're calling it, Road to the Draft. So The Rock will be on there tonight, I believe, with Danny Garcia, and they're going to be talking about the road to the XFL draft and leading up to tomorrow's XFL draft day, which is a two-day event, November 16th and 17th. We will be broadcasting live on my show with the XFL draft day event titled War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? Gives the street friends and athletes a safe place to come in and vent about why they're still on the draft board. Because a lot of guys, you know, they felt like since they got the was one of the 6,000 guys, they got worked out 1 to 1,700 out of those 6,000 that got worked out. They got an actual, possibly an actual draft pool invitation, whether the draft pool invite was legitimate or not. But moving on from that, you know, they'll have an opportunity to come in and vent, you know, after waiting 6 months with a draft invite. Why am I still on the draft board? Why am I not getting selected? They can voice their opinion on, well, are they just picking high-level D1 athletes? Are they just picking Power 5 and FCS athletes? They can figure out, try to figure out, well, why they're not picking small school athletes, stuff like that. You know, all these things go through these street free agent minds about the politics of football. And so I'm giving athletes a safe place to come on my show and vent their anger and frustration in front of a live global audience on why they're still on the draft board. I want to get those raw emotions of anger, rage, frustration. At the same time, I want to get the raw emotions of happiness and joy when you get selected to go to a XFL camp to fight for at one of the 400 active roster spots that they're going to have at the end of camp. Camp is going to be inviting in 528 guys, somewhere up in there, and they're going to bring those guys in, and they're going to cut 128 to narrow it down to 400 players for the 18 league. It's exciting times for you street free agents that got your XFL draft pool invitations. Again, I want to give a good luck to my man at Killerwell on Twitter, Josh Jenkins, at Killerwell on Twitter. If you want to follow him, at Killerwell on Twitter, just like how it sounds. And then my man, Shahan Williams, who got his XFL draft pool invitation, and his is a legitimate invitation. So I know that because I was involved in that process. So I want to wish him luck as well, because he said a couple teams were contacting him, saying that they were going to draft him if he was still available once their pick time came. They do have the current XFL draft selection order up on XFL.com, or you can go to my Twitter feed and you can see I got it posted up there, the order that the teams are going to be selecting in and stuff like that. So with that being said, I just want to let all you guys know out there, there's three free agents that currently are waiting to be drafted. I'm not saying that you won't get drafted, and I'm not saying that you will get drafted. All I'm saying is do the numbers in your head. 6,000 people were up on the XFL draft board. 6,000 people were on the XFL draft board. They got worked out. Well, I'm sorry. 6,000 people got a workout for the XFL. Then they cut that down to 1,700 that got invites to come to be up on the draft board. Up under that, they're going to be inviting 523 to camp. Up under that, they're only keeping 400. So 6,000 to 400 people, that's a hell of a cut. You can't put 400. You can't fill up a small convention room at a hotel that do like meetings and convention space. You can fit 400 people in there and won't fill it up. So you just got to, like, think about it in your head. Is 400 people really a lot of people? A lot of people. I mean, some high school games don't even get some high school games bring out 400 people, and they can't even fill up the stadium. So that's what I'm trying to explain to you guys. Quit thinking at the end of the day that you know, it's a guarantee that you're going to be up on this XFL draft board. Quit thinking that it's a guarantee. I'm sorry, quit thinking it's going to be a guarantee. You're on the draft board, but quit thinking it's a guarantee that you're going to be drafted is the point I'm trying to make. It's not a guarantee that you're going to be drafted. You might have a draft invitation. That's great. You might have been sitting on that draft invitation for the last 6 months. But understand the business of football. The business of football says, like this here, just a lot of politics. And they're going to put the best product to fill those stands up. They're going to put the best product, the ratings up. And unfortunately, you might be a good player. But if you're not an excellent player, when they're bringing in those last 400 to be on those active rosters, you may be sad. You may be upset. So with that being said, what I want to say is this here before I close the show out. So the late night dog has got a couple things he needs to do today. So like I always tell you, when you're a sole proprietor, when you're sick, the show is sick. I always have people on standby that can run the show for you. That's why we're currently looking for a news desk person to help run the news desk. So with that being said, always when you're in business, have a team of people that can run your business in case you get sick, in case you got appointments, in case you got things that you need to do. Always have a team of people that you can rely upon. So last thing I want to leave you with is that all hope is not lost if you don't get selected for the XFL draft. DM me. I got other options for you to work with me. My price is $600. You can make it in two installments, $300 and $300. You can make that in two installments. But remember, after the first installment, the other installment is due in 30 days. If you don't pay that installment in 35 days, you will be starting over from scratch. I have options. The way I'm going to work you is take your film and your resume, send it to the IFL teams I know, the CIFL teams that I know, to pipeline you up back into an XFL opportunity. On the side of that, for the USFL opportunity, I'm going to send you through Hub Camp for the United States Football League. Our camp is ran by Don Yee, which is Tom Brady's agent. I was out there this past weekend with my client, and the USFL was out there, along with the EFL, along with the San Francisco 49ers rumored, and all these different teams, CFL, NFL, XFL, USFL had the opportunity to do a live look-in to the event and watch you work out. It's $600 to work with me. Hit me up on Twitter at Ferrand Sports. DM me at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferrand Sports, all one word, on Twitter. DM me if you want to work with me. I'm going to be tweeting out this show here shortly and telling you when to tune in at the 9:05, at the 9:15-minute mark. At the 15-minute mark into the second hour to get all this information that I'm talking about right now. With that being said, this has been the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. I am Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow for the XFL Draft Event War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? Set black, fade all, have a great day. Set black, fade all.